just a few short thoughts that I'd like to leave with you. One of the things when we first started doing the youth retreats, this last meeting, Brother Eddie Waldfogel used to always like to speak in this last meeting. And a couple of the times that he was here when we were doing it, he said, the theme I always like to talk about in that last meeting is I like to talk about God's Word. And just briefly, I'd like to talk about God's Word, and then I want to leave one more thought after that. You know, I think we all know this, but I want to make sure to be clear to state it. Everything that we've heard about this weekend, whether you feel, whoever the speaker was, whatever it is that you feel that person said and how much that resonated with your heart, you know, it has no power unless it comes from this book. There is nothing in ourselves, as youth leaders, as pastors, as camp directors, whatever it might be, whoever it might be, there is no wisdom that we can impart to you which is going to transcend what you'll find here. Now, Brother Jonathan's not going to go home with you, unless you're his daughter, of course. That's happening. You know, Brother Jonathan's not going to go home with you. I'm not going to go home with you. The other youth leaders are not going to go home with you. But you know what is going home with you? You know what you do have access to? You have God's Word available to you. And I just want to encourage you again. Brother Levi, one of my new good friends, and I were talking about how it is that we try and put these youth retreats together, and we were talking about devotions and how we have those devotions. And the reason we have devotions at the youth retreat, and the reason that we encourage you, or rather enforce that you read them, is because we want you to follow good practices so that when you go home, these practices are starting to become ingrained in your mind if it's the case that they're not part of your regular schedule. And again, I would just like to encourage all of you, you should be spending time in God's Word. This Word is life. This Word is what you need. This Word is satisfying to your soul. And unless you spend time in God's Word and you spend time meditating on His Word and you spend time memorizing His Word, you're going to find that life's going to throw a lot of things at you and you're going to be unprepared for them. You're going to be unprepared anyway, regardless. But if you take refuge in this Word, then you're going to find that you've got the tools available to you or the person available to you who will help you ride out those storms. And so I just want to encourage you with that God's Word is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It can go right down to your soul. It knows how to divide and separate and give you and point to you and make your heart beat maybe a little bit stronger because you feel as though God is speaking right to you. Well, He does that. He does that with His Word. So let's spend time in His Word. Let's spend time with Him in His Word, learning about Him and understanding. The other thing that I want to leave with you all is something that I like to say at the end of youth retreats. In Joshua, the 4th chapter at the end, the 19th verse, beginning of the 19th verse, you find there a picture which I like to think about often. And the picture that you find there is a picture of when the children of Israel travel over the Jordan River. And when they travel over that river, they're told to do something. They're told to take some stones, some large stones, and they're meant to pile these stones up. And the reason that they do it, I'll read what it says here, starting in the 19th verse of the 4th chapter of Joshua. It says, "The people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the month, and they encamped at Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal. And he said to the people of Israel, 'When your children ask their fathers in times to come, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know, Israel passed over this Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us until we passed over, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, and that you may fear the Lord your God forever. You see, what the children of Israel were instructed to do, what Joshua helped them to do, was when the children of Israel crossed over the Jordan River, God caused that water to stop. And they carried these big stones from the river, and they set them up on the far side in this place called Gilgal, set up them up on the far side outside of the river for the purpose of remembering what it was that God had done. You see, I firmly believe one of the things that really can be a problem for us as young people, for you as young people, is that it's really easy to reason away things that God does in our lives. It's really easy to say, well, that was an emotional experience. I was there, we were singing the songs, just reason it away. Or you have an experience and you feel that God spoke to your heart, say, it wasn't that. I was tired, I was emotional, it was whatever it was. I was just reacting. And it's really easy for us to just reason those things away. You know, you come to youth retreat year after year, and then, you know, you come to a point in your life maybe where you're having some questions and some struggles. And it's easy to say, well, was any of that real? I know people. I know people who have followed the Lord for a while. And, you know, there came to points in their life where they said, I don't know, was any of that real? Did any of that happen? Was I making all of that up? And we need to recognize as young people, as we're having these experiences, formative experiences, not just emotions, though emotions aren't bad, but what happened here over this weekend is not just an emotional response. Logic, right? Rational thinking. We heard some rather rational things told to us. Logic and rationale are not bad. Or not wrong, but what happened this weekend was more than rationale and logic. No. What we had an experience with, what I trust many of you had experience with, was an experience with the living God who came and appealed to your emotion, appealed to your logic, appealed to your mind, but ultimately came and did something deep in your heart, which is to say your spirit, which is to say the essence of who you are. And so I would just like to encourage you, one of the ways that if you're one of those people who like to write in your Bible, not everybody likes to do that, but if you're one of those who likes to write in your Bible, I would encourage you, put down a date and a time. There were some experiences that I had at your age in this very room that I actually put in my Bible that I, every year on my calendar, comes up, and I remember what it was that God did for me. I remind myself of those things. How is it that you can raise an altar to the Lord? How is it that you can take that stone from the middle of your Jordan and you can put it on the side in Gilgal and remember, so in times to come, you can remind yourself that it was God who did that. It was God who had that experience of coming to you. It was God that changed you. And that you can look back and say, no. How do I know that God is real? I know that God is real. I know that God is real because I've experienced Him. And if I could just take all this and kind of put it all together with everything else that's been said, I think one of the things that we've been hearing as a subtext throughout the weekend, Sunday morning, even here today, is this. Don't let this be a shot in the arm thing. Something is one and done, and that's it. You're going to go back home, and you're going to be back in your regular surroundings. But you know, if you have been changed, then you can approach your regular circumstances differently now, because you're different. Your spirit, your circumstances might not be different at all, but you're different from having experienced this relationship with the Lord. And God can and wants to be with you and walk with you, and to keep and help you be holy day by day. Let's pray together that God would take all that it is that He's done this weekend and help us to really solidify it in our lives. Dear Father, we are so thankful for the time that we've had to spend here at camp, Lord God. We're so thankful for the time that we've had to spend staring into your face, Lord God. The time that we've spent worshiping you and we felt your presence come close. The time that we've spent, Lord, hearing from your word, Lord God. Different messages taken from different directions, painting perhaps different pictures in our mind. But we know that you're the one who ultimately holds that paintbrush, Lord. You're the one who's ultimately making the changes in our hearts and in our souls. And Lord, we're just so thankful that we've had the opportunity to experience this. But Lord, we don't want this to be something that's one and done. Rather, we want this to be an experience that continues to grow. And that experience can grow regardless of what our geographic location is. And so, Father, I pray over all my brothers and sisters here this morning that as this youth retreat now comes to a close, as we perhaps go on back to our homes, or maybe we stay on here for the period or for different things, Lord, I just pray that you would go with us and that we would be changed. Not because of emotion or logic or reason or any of these other things, but because we have come face to face with the living God and we can't go back being the way that we were before. Lord, I pray that our faces would glow like Moses because we've been with you. I pray, Lord God, that we would be comfortable, as we heard, Lord, being different, not conforming, being separate. I pray that we would see that, Lord, as holiness, and that we would be attracted to being that way. And we would recognize that in the world in which you've placed us, you called us to be separate. You called us to witness through our separateness. And I pray that you would allow us, Lord, humbly we ask, Lord, that you would allow us to continue to be close to you, close to your presence. Help us to be careful how we live, Lord. We've heard some things that we need to put on, some things perhaps that we're not doing that we need to start doing. Lord, I pray that you would give us the ability to do that, not so that we could, with our effort, earn some sort of a relationship or something with you. There's nothing we can earn from you. We recognize that in Jesus, everything we have is just a gift. We know that we can't earn anything, but and yet, Lord God, we know there are things we need to put on. And Father, we know there's things that we need to put off. Lord, there's things that we're doing right now in our lives, or perhaps we were doing before this weekend in our lives, that we know are wrong. We know that these are things, maybe perhaps, that aren't even wrong in and of themselves, but they're keeping us from you. Lord God, if you've placed your finger on our lives, I pray that we would be obedient to follow what it is that you want us to do. Help us to be willing, Lord God, to follow you where you lead us. We're so thankful that you love us. We're so thankful, Lord, that you have given us these gifts. First and foremost, the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. But also the gift of your word, the gift of your presence, the gift of your holiness. Help us, Lord God, to walk acceptably in your sight, that we can be holy as you are holy. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. I wondered if you would sing with me, just in closing, number 51, Holy, Holy, Holy. I believe that's in this book, the hymn book. Yeah. just there for a second. A couple of announcements before we sing that last verse. The first is, if you've been at Youth Retreats before, you know, right after this meeting, we are going to take a group picture of everybody here out there, okay? So please, immediately after this youth retreat, please let's go out there and we'll organize ourselves and we'll get a good picture from the attendees at the youth retreat. A couple of other things. Obviously, the third period will be starting tomorrow, and we are staying in the campers' quarters, whether that be the cottage or the village or Natick or what have you. What we need to do is before we leave, before if you're leaving or even if you're moving to some other place, everybody, we need to make sure that we've cleaned out where we're staying. If we have moved mattresses, those mattresses must go back to where they were. So please make sure the mattresses go back to wherever they might have been moved to. We also need to make sure in each one of our quarters, all of the garbage needs to be collected. We have some black garbage bags. I will be handing them out to the youth leaders. But nobody is going to go walking around and playing anything until everything is cleaned, okay? We need to make sure that we help and do that. And many hands make light work, so if everyone helps just a little bit, we'll get it done quickly. It won't be a problem. That also includes, by the way, youth leaders, just so that you know, and obviously just tap some people to help with this. The bathrooms also need to be make sure that they're clean, which in large part, all of that really means is making sure that we pick up all of the papers, put them in garbage, get that out, and do a little bit of sweeping if we need to do that. A couple of other things. I'm not going to ask. Well, maybe I should. Nah, no one's going to raise their hand. If you have a check that you have not handed in, where's Sister Lisa? Sister Lisa's in the back. Can you stand up for a second? Do you have a child on you? No, okay. All right, go like this. Okay, good. Where's Brother Brad? Okay, he's over there. Can you stand up? Wave. Those two people, you need to go and see and give them your money, okay? All of the money. No, not all of your money. Please give it to them because we need to make sure that everything is taken care of now. Lest you think that if you don't give them your money, that somehow you're gonna get away with it. We know who you are, and we will find you. No, please go ahead and do that. That'll just help with the logistics of getting everything squared away. And obviously there are some churches that are covering and whatnot, and we know as youth leaders what that is. But I just want to make sure if somebody's been carrying a check around, I want to avoid what happens sometimes where people are walking around with a check all weekend and then they go home and then it becomes a lot more difficult for us to be able to square that away. So please, after the picture, see them, give them registration and your checks and whatever else that might be. Finally, I want to give an opportunity for Sister Lisa wanted to say something with respect to some of the, should I call it a publication? Is that the right way to put it? Yeah, or I'll just turn it over to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to, some of you have been waiting on the publication of our second volume of Altar Journal, which is a literary and arts journal. Published the first one last year, and there are contributors from amongst us again this year. So the second one is out. It's online. It's available on Amazon. If you look in, if you type in Altar Journal, Alter Journal, right? You can find it there. It's $6. Buy a copy if you want. You can flip through and see if anything's of interest to you. We will also be having a release party and reading and performance time for this journal in October. The tentative date is October 26th. Okay, and so that would be another opportunity if you don't have Amazon Prime or you don't want to buy in advance, you can get copies there for sure. Also, just one last thing. If you are interested and you can't buy things online, just speak to your youth leader or come see me, all right, and we will make sure that you get a copy of that. But check it out. It's really awesome, and you'll see a lot of familiar names in there. So I don't want to take too much time, but I'm happy to talk about it. Excited to talk about it.
Absolutely. Great, thank you. Last thing before we sing that fourth verse and then head out there. If you're looking for a ride, if you need a ride to get back to, wherever you came from, after the photo, please see Brother Isaac and we will try and make sure that we get all of those things squared away, okay? So I don't need to have him stand up because everybody knows who Brother Isaac is.
Or if you have seats in your car.
Yes, right. If you have seats in your car or if you need a ride, come see Isaac. We want to make sure that everybody, that nobody's stranded. All right, the fourth verse together. Let's all stand as we sing this fourth verse together.
Holy, holy,
thank you, Lord, for what you have done.
Thank you, Lord.
May we walk in the holiness that you provide us. May the beauty of holiness, may the joy of holiness, may the source of holiness be more greatly revealed in our lives each and every day. Be with each of these precious young people, whether they go or stay. We ask that your blessing will rest upon each head. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Love you, brother. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Enjoy.